Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening from Sun Valley, Idaho. We're experiencing some technical difficulties right now. We're working to correct that problem, but welcome to the talk show, and we're going to be talking about sports for the next about 14 minutes or so, and like I said, we're trying to get the problems worked out to get the music off. This time we're going to discuss it quite a bit on the show tonight. And we're going to get to the problem with the technical issues, so please enjoy the rest of the song until we can get logged in and get started here. The show is only about 15 minutes long, but the show's about 15 minutes long, and now I've got about 13 minutes left. Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is DJ Stevie P coming to you live from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. It is currently about 50 degrees or so here in Sun Valley. The guest call number is 347-850-1572. I look forward to hearing from you. We got a real short program tonight. I actually got to be heading to work soon. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And we're going to get started with Major League Baseball. And last night, when I went off the air at 10-something last night, there was three games that had not finished yet, and we're trying to bring that up to get that going. Again, I do apologize. We're having some technical difficulties with our computer system here, and in the meantime, I will say this: Major League Baseball has announced the preliminary schedules for next season. For all 30 teams. If you're interested in finding out about your favorite baseball team, you can go to MLB.com and just look for the article on Major League Baseball to find the schedule for your favorite team. Also, in other news, football news actually, the Philadelphia Eagles have activated quarterback Michael Vick to the active 53-man roster, which basically means that he's allowed to practice. He can't actually play until next Sunday against Kansas City. And in doing so, the team released wide receiver Hank Basket. So we're going to go ahead and tell you the score from the final score from last night's game. Last night, when we went off the air, there was one football game remaining that was on, And if I remember correctly, Oakland was up like 13-10 with like 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Well, San Diego came back and won that game 24-20 over the Oakland Raiders. Okay, now back to baseball real quick. The scores from last night's game, the finals, that was still going on when the game was over with, there was three of them. Or I think there was four, but Colorado lost to San Francisco 9-1 last night. The Dodgers beat Pittsburgh 6-2. And Arizona beat San Diego in 10 innings 4-2. Also, yeah, those are the only three games from last night. Now, tonight's games, there's a couple of games in progress, but that's coming up. So while that's coming up, we're going to... Okay, here it is. Okay, you had in action today, you had Kansas City all over Detroit, 11-1. You had Baltimore over Tampa Bay, 10-5. Okay. And you had Seattle 3, Chicago 2, Minnesota 5, Cleveland 4, Oakland 6, Texas 1, Boston 4, LA 1. Toronto 10, New York 4. Okay, and then over in the National League. In the National League, you had Atlanta 6, New York Mets 0. You had Philadelphia 5, Washington 0. You had Cincinnati 5, Houston 4. Chicago 13, Milwaukee 7. Florida 2, St. Louis 1. And in progress, you have three games. It's currently tied up 2-2 in the top of the eighth between Arizona and San Diego. It's currently in the top of the eighth, and Pittsburgh is over Los Angeles 3-2. And in the top of the fifth, you have Colorado losing to San Francisco 7-1. Those are the baseball headlines. Now, back to the schedule for next season. I'm a Braves fan. I grew up a Braves fan. I'm always going to be a Braves fan. So, here is just an outline of the Braves' schedule for next season. The Braves will open their 2010 season with a three-game series against the Cubs at Turner Field. That will start on April the 5th. Then this will mark the first time that Atlanta has opened the season at home since 2004. Next year's early schedule with the Braves will bring the Rays to Turner Field June 15th to the 17th. The Royals, June 18th to the 20th, and the Tigers, June 25th to the 27th. Then the Braves will play at the Twins' new stadium. I think it's called Target Field or something. Anyway, they're going to play there June 11th through the 13th, and then they play on the south side of Chicago June 22nd through the 24th. So those are the... that's their interleague schedule. The Braves will not play the Red Sox or the Yankees. And after concluding the opening three-game series against the Cubs, the Braves will embark on a six-game West Coast road swing. Their initial California trip will pit them against the Giants the 9th through the 11th of April, and then the Padres 12th through the 14th. No, I'm sorry, 12th, the 14th, and the 15th. When the Braves return home, they have a three-game series against the Rockies, then begin divisional play against the Phillies. That's April 20th to the 22nd. The Mets will visit Atlanta for a two-game series in May and then not return until the first week of August. Albert Pujols and the Cardinals will then make their only visit to Atlanta in a four-game set September 9th to the 12th. Then the Dodgers will visit Atlanta August 13th to the 16th. The final week of the 2010 season could provide interesting. The Braves will host the Marlins September 27th to the 29th, then welcome the Phillies for a season-ending three-game set October 1st to the 3rd to win the season. Okay, so that is what's going on with that. And I'm not sure how much time we have left, or part of my screen is missing. So we're going to take a break. We're going to try to get this figured out. In the meantime, please enjoy this song. Okay, let's see. All right, please enjoy this song. Actually, you know what? There's 3 minutes left, so I'm going to go over the this is the thing about doing a 15-minute show. Wow. Okay. You know what? We're going to go ahead and end the 15-minute show with our closing song. But actually, you know what? In light of the Taylor Swift thing, we're going to play something else besides Semisonic's closing time to end the show. Oh, now a programming note real quick. Or I guess it's not on here. Shoot. Thought it was on here. Really? Thought it was on here. Huh. Okay, well, I guess we'll play that tomorrow night. Okay. We got 2 minutes left. I will say tomorrow night I'll be doing a special 30-minute show on my run for the City Council of Sun Valley, Idaho. And I'm not sure about next week's schedule yet. I'll find out that in probably about an hour after I get to work. But thank you for joining in and listening. And sorry about the technical difficulties. Sometimes those things happen. But we're going to end it now with one of my favorite songs, and actually we're going to do another one. Yeah. But this is one of my favorite songs, and we're going to end the show with this song. So have a good night from beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho, and I hope to speak with you again tomorrow. Thanks.